If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya959.
Bringing you Kaya Biz this week. It's a good friend of ours standing in for Guguletu. Her name is Nzinga Kunta. So, Nzinga, you and I are old enough to remember the dot-com bubble. We were just finishing high school, going into tertiary. and, you know, obviously dot-com was a big thing, and then the bubble burst. Yeah. Now, there's talk of an AI bubble, right? Yeah. The leading manufacturer of AI chips, NVIDIA, released results yesterday. And they're saying they don't think that the AI bubble is going to burst anytime soon, or that there even is an AI bubble.
A very good morning, Caesar, and to our Kaya959 listeners. So NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said on a call with analysts that the company had $500 billion worth of bookings for its advanced chips through next year, 2026. He also announced new deals like a telecommunications one with Nokia, a deal with Uber to come up with some kind of self-driving tech, and they're building 7 supercomputers for the U.S. government. And he said from his viewpoint, there is not an AI bubble. He sees it as sustainable and really long term. So that's allaying fears. And of course, NVIDIA's share price driving up at least 5% yesterday.
Okay. I guess we can then move on to other stories, because there actually is quite a lot happening in the world of business. What are your thoughts when it comes to the G20? It's starting this weekend. We're speaking about it right now. What's going to be the impact on our economy?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about the G20. I'm excited to participate in it in a small way. And I'm also, it's just always good when we have the world's eyes on us, because I think we're a country with so much might. We are a country with so much possibility, and we are a country that really punches above our weight everywhere. And it's so good to be hosting world leaders, at least 40 presidents or heads of state coming here, business leaders. You'll know the B20 is taking place yesterday and today. It's being hosted by Google and Fubi, which is also a really big deal. But, you know, someone has said this is the most important international event hosted by South Africa since the 2010 World Cup. And we know how fun that was. And also what happens is when there's a global event, there's a visibility boost, that those eyes that we were just talking about now. Real estate and tourism quite closely linked. So people come here and then, you know, they'll maybe be going down to Cape Town to explore, or just sitting here in Johannesburg, this beautiful city of gold of ours, and looking at the property market, wanting to be excited about South Africa, returning, possibly investing. And so there are so many benefits outside of the political and the economic discussions that are going to be taking place.
Have you got clothes?
Look at the markets.
Hold on, before we get to the markets, have you got special clothes that you're going to be wearing to the G20 that you don't wear every day?
Of course. Whenever I host an event, I look at the colors. I go, the ladies who make my own biker outfits will make a new dress for every occasion.
Okay.
Because I don't care about those things. I think you need to keep it cute. But leaving the shop, you know, sometimes I am guilty of that. I'm not going to lie.
You wear things at the shop as well?
Once in a while. Like, not every day. Like, obviously, you buy it, you come home, you wash it. But once in a while, like, I've got a really cute set on sale. I know it wasn't worn. I wore it. Okay. Let's look at the markets quickly before you continue judging me. US markets ended slightly higher. The Dow Jones firmed 0.1%. The S&P 500 added 0.4%. And the Nasdaq Composite Index increased 0.6%. Markets in Asia are mixed in early trade today. Japan's Nikkei is up 2.6%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng 0.1%. And the mainland Shanghai Composite Index adding 0.4%. Yesterday, closer to home, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange extended gains. The Aussie Index increased 1.5%. Currencies in the last hour, the Rand trading at 17 Rand and 20 cents to the dollar, 22 Rand and 42 cents to the pound sterling, and 19 Rand and 82 cents to the euro. Bitcoin trading at $92,251. And finally, looking at commodities, gold trading at $4,077 an ounce, platinum at $1,559 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil at $63.66. I leave it there for now. I'll be back with Kaya Biz this evening.
Thank you very much. Standing in for Google this week while she does some work at the G20. That is Nzinga Kunta.
Business update on Kaya959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.